Wilfred. A proverb. Conscience is the dog that can't bite but never stops barking. Conscience. Ryan's beating a rug over his balcony when he spots Jenna sunbathing in the garden below.
Can't find that in Sheboygan.
Why don't you help me out here?
Yes, ma'am.
As he watches them smooching, Ryan accidentally knocks a pot plant over.
Hey, Ryan, I didn't see you there.
Yeah, I didn't see you either. That's so weird that neither of us saw each other.
Do you remember my boyfriend, Drew?
What's up, bro? Oh, we're gonna put some burgers on the grill later. Maybe crack some brews?
Yeah, you should come.
Sounds fun.
Here comes the corny nickname.
Hey, see you then, Rye Guy.
And here comes the part where he carries her into the house like a Viking on a rape quest.
No!
Come on.
Drew hoists her over his shoulder, then with a smile points a trigger finger at Ryan.
He's gonna wreck that, mate. I know how you feel about Jenna. Stop pretending this whole Drew situation doesn't make you sick. I'm surprised you still have an appetite.
What am I gonna do? She's dating Drew, and he doesn't seem like such a bad guy.
Not a bad guy, huh? Have you any idea what it feels like to have someone come into your house, treat you with no respect, and act like they own the place?
Ryan's plate's empty.
Did you eat my sandwich?
Oh, I get it. Because I'm a dog, right? I can only imagine what you'd say if I was black.
Out in the garden.
Hey, Ryan.
Wait for it.
Yeah, Robert!
Hey, Drew. A blank?
Ah, burgers will be up soon. Have a seat, bro.
I don't mind standing.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Hey, Wilfie, down. Go on.
Reluctantly, Wilfred gets down from his seat next to Jenna.
That's it. You love your big dirty Drew. Yes, you do.
Now sit.
In the dirt?
Wilfie, sit. Ah, that's my boy.
Wow. Never seen Wilfred so well behaved.
Oh, he's always like that with Drew. I think it's the sound of his voice.
Yeah, he's got a pack mentality. Dogs want to please their alpha, so they like to know who's in charge. Look, I live and breathe Sheboygan lager sales. So when I find out this Milwaukee's brew guy is talking to my clients, here's what I do. I go into his territory, and I take 15 store managers out golfing in 1 week. And before I know it, my sales are up 40%. About a month later, I see this Milwaukee's brew guy at a bar. He's looking all drunk and depressed. Mm-hmm. Turns out, he lost his job. So I bought him a beer. A Sheboygan lager, come on! Yeah!
Don't you think that was a little harsh, Drew?
Insert moronic sports metaphor here.
When it comes to beverage sales, you either swing for the fences or you get off the field.
Nauseating.
I don't understand, Wilfred. If you hate Drew so much, why do you do everything he says?
I don't know, Ryan. Why do you do everything I say?
I don't. Hey!
Off, drop it. Now.
Dog shouldn't eat from the table, Ryan. Makes them think they're equals.
But that doesn't mean we can't have a little fun, though, does it, Wilfie?
Do that again, and I swear...
What?
Careful, Drew.
Oh, it is on.
Oh, Wilfred loves to wrestle. Here we go!
Get on, bitch! I want to punch out your perfect white teeth, Daniel's right!
Great guy.
He really is. I just wish he wasn't so competitive.
You furball!
Gotta be competitive to be good at sales, right?
Yes, but sometimes he takes it too far. You know, like last Christmas, my dad beat him at Wii Golf, and he got so angry that he threw the controller through the window. I was so upset I didn't talk to him for a week.
Well, nobody's perfect.
Oh, that's true. And Wolfie's just crazy about him.
I'll bite off your ears and box the bloody holes that remain!
And he's got a good heart, and it makes me really happy.
All right. I think the big fella's all tuckered out.
Your death will be my holiday.
Nighttime, and Ryan's woken in bed by his phone.
Hello?
Ryan, it's me.
Wilfred, what's wrong?
Back to back to back to back to back orgasms. That's what's wrong.
I'm hanging up.
Wilfred's face appears on his computer.
What?
Ryan, it's me again. We can't sit by and let this caveman get his naughty boy on with the love of our life. Or maybe you need some more convincing. We have to get rid of Drew.
Wilfred, Jenna's in love. I don't want to do anything to hurt their relationship.
Why not?
Because it's wrong. Stop bothering me.
I will not stop bothering you until... Wilfie, quiet! Gotta go.
The next morning, Wilfred's trying to mate with a giant teddy bear.
Get your legs up. Get your legs up, please. Oh, come on, bear, work with me here. Ah, what's the use? You see what Drew does to me, Ryan? I'm so emasculated I can't even raise a fence post for stupid old bear. I need your help.
What you're asking me to do goes against my conscience. I couldn't live with myself.
Really? But Drew's sex-punching Jenna for hours on end, you can live with that?
Look, we just have to be patient. Long-distance relationships almost never last, and from what Jenna tells me, it sounds like they've got other problems.
From what Jenna tells you? So you guys are like your girlfriends now?
No.
This is how it started with Jenna's old college chum, Bobby Blue Balls Davis. And the only scoring he did was the triple-letter bonus on their nightly Scrabble game. You want to go down like that? You're running out of time.
Hey, you here to pick up Wilfred?
Actually, I was gonna ask you to keep him a little longer. We're going out to dinner to celebrate.
I'm coming to LA, bro! I'm moving in with Jenna!
Looks like you better start brushing up on your seven-letter Scrabble words. Here's a few for you. Sexless, flaccid, dry dick. Shall I go on?
Ryan watches Jenna and Drew snogging.
All right, here's what I'm thinking. We wait until Drew is asleep, and then we put his hand in warm water. Then, just when he starts to pee himself, we take a rock and crush his skull.
That's your plan?
Well, how would you kill him?
What's the one thing Jenna hates most about Drew?
Vaginal tearing from his huge cock.
He's a sore loser. Look, all I have to do is beat him at something, and make sure Jenna's there to see him lose his shit.
That is the stupidest, most ridiculous. Actually, that's pretty good. Except for one thing. Drew's a born winner, and you're you.
That may be true, but there is something I'm really good at. Here we go.
A large box.
What the hell is that?
My old chemistry set.
Little Susie Baker's oven. What are you going to do, challenge Drew to a bake-off?
It's my sister's.
Wilfred points to some writing on it, saying, property of Ryan Newman.
Behold, the instrument of Drew's destruction. My ping-pong paddle from when I was All-State table tennis champion.
So chemistry, baking, and ping-pong. I guess my only question is, how were you not blowjobbed to death by the entire cheerleading squad? The beagle has landed.
Wilfred! I'm sorry, man. I tried to get him in the house and he ran over here, you crazy mutts.
Going somewhere?
Oh, yeah, some play downtown. Jenna's almost ready. You a ping pong guy, huh?
I dabble.
Yeah, I used to play.
You used to?
Yeah, I kind of promised Jen I'd lay off competitive sports for a while. Sometimes I get a little too intense.
Oh, well, that's cool. You don't seem like the ping pong type anyway.
What do you mean?
Well, you're a big guy. Usually ping pong players are quicker.
I'm pretty quick, bro.
I guess I'll just have to take your word for it.
You know what? What the hell? One game won't kill me, huh? Let's set it up.
Well done, Ryan. Don't screw it up.
I got this.
Drew and Ryan are playing ping pong.
Ah, I got lucky.
Yeah, you did.
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
Wilfie, quiet! Ryan, serve.
There you are.
Right on cue.
Drew, what are you doing?
The show doesn't start till 3, babe. We'll be quick.
But we had a deal?
Oh, come on. It's just a friendly little game, right, Ryan?
Totally, bro.
Oh, yeah! Get some! I probably should have warned you back at the break room of Sheboygan Lager. I was 192-0.
Wilfred and Ryan exchange glances.
yeah! 43-43, tied again.
Bloody hell!
Come on, Drew, we're already a half hour late. Okay, can't we just say that next point wins?
Hey, those aren't the rules, Jenna.
I think that's a good idea.
Fine, whatever. Your table, your rules. Next point wins.
I thought you said you were good. I've seen more aggressive ball play in an airport men's room. Get your head in the game!
Jenna frowns at Drew as he taps the table for Ryan to serve. Drew slams the ball past Ryan.
No!
Yeah! Sheboygan Lager, bitch! That's how we do! That's how we do!
Yeah! Drew overturns a chair.
All right, babe, let's go see that play.
What? I'm not going to the play with you. I'm not going anywhere with you ever again.
Wait, Jenna.
Wilfred saunters over to Ryan.
That was awesome.
I've never seen Jenna so upset.
You don't think that pains me too? But that's the price we pay for true love, Ryan. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to go tear a new arsehole in the back of Bear's neck.
Later, Drew's at Ryan's front door.
Hi, Ryan.
Do you want to come in?
No, thanks. I'm actually just waiting for a cab to the airport. Jenna broke up with me.
Really? I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to come over and apologize. I'm embarrassed.
Well, we both got a little heated there.
It's like, I know what I'm doing is wrong, and I just can't help myself. Like with that Milwaukee's Brew guy, I didn't actually buy him a Sheboygan Lager. I bought myself a Sheboygan Lager, and then I spit it in his face and told him to lick my balls. What's wrong with me?
Something.
Yeah. Now it cost me the most important thing in my life. I just wish I was more like you. You seem so in control. Anyway, take care, man.
You
too. Drew hugs him, then walks off. Ryan shuts the front door and turns to see Wilfred behind him.
Was hilarious.
See how destroyed he was?
Yeah.
I feel bad.
That's just your conscience being a total gaylord. He's gone, Ryan. The tyrant is exiled!
He was on the wagon, and we threw him under the bus. We need to fix this.
The only things that need fixing are your tangled transportation metaphors. We got exactly what we wanted.
No, you got what you wanted. You always do this. You manipulate me, and you don't listen, and you push and push and push until I finally give in and do something I know is wrong.
I don't like your tone, Ryan.
Why? Does it remind you of someone? You know, you may not have liked Drew, but at least you respected him.
Blah, blah, blah. Shut up and go and make yourself a sandwich. I'm hungry. And this time, don't put so much... You can't just...
Ryan has slapped him over the head with a newspaper.
All right, Ryan, point taken. I guess you're in charge now.
Yeah, I guess I am.
So what would you have me do?
A way to help me undo the mess we've made.
That's gonna take some thought. Is it all right with you if I go and comfort Jenna while I ruminate on that subject?
Yeah, sure.
May I be excused?
Ryan nods, so Wilfred gives a deferential bow and heads out.
Hi, Jenna, it's Ryan. Look, I'd really like to talk about what happened with Drew. Give me a call back when you get a chance.
He spots a chocolate brownie on the table with a note beside it saying, "Hey Ryan, sorry about yesterday. We'll talk soon, Jenna." Now he's sitting at the table eating the cake.
Hello?
Hello, Ryan.
Orphan, what's going on?
Just calling to see if you'd followed your conscience yet. Any luck getting Drew and Jenna back together?
I'm working on it.
Oh, good. I'm very happy for you. Too bad you won't be around to see it.
What are you talking about?
Did you enjoy your brownie, Ryan?
What?
I made it just for you.
I hope you like my secret ingredient.
What did you put in it?
Oh, nothing really.
Just a powerful neurotoxin that is coursing through your bloodstream as we speak.
What?
Did you really think I'd give up my alpha status without a fight? I wonder what your outlook is, Ryan.
All signs point to death.
Where are you?
I'll never tell.
And if you think you'll find me, then you've vastly underestimated the depth of my brilliantly... Oh, hey, Ryan.
What's all this about poison?
I didn't manipulate you into getting rid of Drew just to let your conscience screw it up. I had to poison you.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you'd do that to me.
That's just the neurotoxin eating away at the part of your brain that allows you to believe things. Are you feeling weak? Is your heart racing? Is your mouth getting dry? You think you're more powerful than me, don't you, Ryan? Well, I have news for you.
Give me that.
Never. But I will let you have it.
Ryan grabs at the rolled up newspaper, knocking over Wilfred's bubbling chemistry set. Smoke fills the garage, and Ryan drags Wilfred's unconscious body outside. They both lie back on the grass.
Are you all right? You saved me. Why did you save me?
It was the right thing to do.
After everything I did to you, I will never understand humans. This is the reason why we will ultimately defeat you.
Wilfred, focus. What did you poison me with?
Theobromine.
Oh, my God.
You've heard of it?
No, but it sounds terrible. I still can't believe you poisoned me.
I still can't believe you bopped me on the nose with a newspaper. Bopped?
Ryan, I never wanted to dominate you. I just didn't want to be dominated by you.
Oh.
If I make it through this, I'm going to start listening to my gut more. And you're just going to have to accept that.
Understood, man. Hell, maybe you're onto something with all this conscience stuff. I'm even starting to think I should stop doing that god-awful thing to your mouth guard.
What thing?
Shh.
What did you do?
Conserve your energy. Right.
In the hospital.
Well, it looks like you're okay, Mr. Newman. Your blood test showed zero toxicity.
But I ingested a large quantity of theobromine.
So did I at lunch when I had a Hershey bar. Theobromine's just a chemical found in chocolate.
So it's not poisonous?
Only if you're a dog.
Chocolate?
Ask him about the raisins. I put raisins in there, too.
Well, it's official. Jenna forgave Drew. They're back together.
I'm sorry to hear that, Ryan. I'm sorry for both of us. If it's any consolation, I promise not to try to kill you again.
I appreciate that.
I wouldn't drink that if I was you. I'll get you a fresh beer. Just pour this one out.
Later, Wilfred's mating with the giant teddy bear. He comes to sit next to Ryan, who's looking forlorn on the sofa, and grabs a beer.
What's wrong, mate?
I'm still thinking about Jenna.
I know it'll cheer you up. Bear, come here. I want you to meet my friend, Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, Ryan, you already talked to a massive dog. I'm not sure it's a good idea you start getting friendly with a teddy bear. Now, if I was to sum up Wilfred in one tweet, I think Tammy has got it. The Aussie in the dog costume is weird, but epic. Connor on Twitter says, a great finish to a long day. I'm sure it's been nearly 23 hours like everyone else, Connor, but I know what you mean. And Michael Arnett on Facebook says, what kind of breed of dog is Wilfred? Well, I'm glad you've asked that, Michael. We've consulted with some canine specialists and come to the conclusion, he's a massive one. More Wilfred next Tuesday at 10:30. Next, it's Family Guy.